Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid 11/28. In-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Whatever.
You know what happened.
No, I was on
point, man. See, I was doing it the right way, see? It's a Tuesday morning. You're hanging out in the Breaker. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, how's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
41 degrees right now. Going to be a nice day, kind of.
Okay.
54 degrees.
Nice.
Which will be nice. But rain in the afternoon into the evening.
Sucks.
It will be rainy tomorrow. But we could be diddling 60, depending on where you are. And look, we're going to talk about this more, I think, tomorrow.
Yeah.
The weather is going to be bad nationwide, but it looks like we are going to catch a break here as far as like snow and ice.
So, all right.
For Thanksgiving.
Okay.
As far as travel goes. So if you're traveling locally, it looks like you should probably be okay.
All right.
So you got that going for you. Can I vent for a second?
Yeah, vent on.
All right. So we're all dog owners here.
Yes.
In this room. You've got Lily, or she's a
Westie.
Okay, you got a Westie. Kimmy, you got a mutt.
Yeah. Yeah. Arnie.
Arnie.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my dog.
And I've got a Basset Hound and a Chorky. That's a Chihuahua Yorkie.
Mm.
I don't want to talk about the Basset Hound for a second, because if anyone listening owns a Basset Hound, they're very lovable. They're also the dumbest, strongest dogs in the history.
I thought they were supposed to be really smart.
Like,
aren't they like hunting dogs?
Yeah, mine is not.
Okay.
Mine is not. I've watched rabbits behind him in our yard running around and eating my wife's garden.
Doesn't care.
No, he doesn't.
Maybe that's smart.
He doesn't even know they're there.
Oh.
He doesn't even know.
Like, usually they smell it.
If he sees them, he's like, rawr, rawr, and goes after him, but he'll just. So last night.
What happened?
We get a special delivery at our house.
What'd you get?
So the woman who was like our realtor 15, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Sends us a pie every year.
Still?
Yeah, I don't know why.
What's wrong with that house, man? All right, you get a fresh pie.
Fresh pie every single year.
Damn.
Nice.
And it comes from Colby's. And if you live out in like the Rush, Henrietta, Scottsville area, Colby's pies, damn.
Never heard of them, but okay.
Super good. It's the logo with the pig on it. Anyway, I love these pies, right?
Yeah.
So every year, I don't know when it's going to come, but I'm waiting for my pie, and I get very excited about my Colby's pie from our realtor. So yesterday night, I get home at like 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
I let Biscuit out. And I go through my garage, and I'm walking, and I hear like something like banging on the door. It's not like a bang, like knock. It's like,
what's happening?
It's Biscuit's shoulder hitting my front door
because
there's a pie on my front step.
Oh,
that he has managed to penetrate the box, and he
and
is
you
now,
say he's an idiot.
He's now eating as fast as he can.
Got a free pie,
an entire apple pie.
Damn!
So
nice.
I get out, and that pie is half gone. But he ate half.
Well, you
pie.
Might as well just let him finish it now.
I can't let my dog finish an entire apple pie.
Bro, why not?
Gonna have a mess in the house
we'll
later.
Kill him.
It's an entire.
I don't know. I think the cinnamon in it is bad for him.
It's an entire pie.
I told you, my dog, my old cocker spaniel who was nuts.
Yeah,
who used to babysit him. And they say this kills dogs. He ate an entire birthday cake. And I don't mean a little birthday cake. I mean a birthday cake for like a whole family. He ate all of it. And it had chocolate in it. And it had raspberries in it. He ate the candles, and he lived. He lived to 14.
Okay.
No, but like to his point.
Let him eat the pie. It's a holiday.
No, like we hear all the time, like the dogs can't have chocolate. Yeah, but like I'm sure everyone that has a dog listening has had their dog like eat massive amounts of chocolate, and they end up being totally fine.
Yeah. I mean, you shouldn't feed it to him, but things happen. But what? But my, I guess my point is, he's already ruined the pie. Let him finish it. What
now,
are you going to do with
now
it?
Now it's a principle of the thing, right? Like, you should not have had this pie. You know you should not eat this pie.
You're not going to stand by and watch him finish
it. Did he do the thing that I love that dogs do when they know they're busted? They start eating faster?
Yes,
when
he's
trying to bring it with him on the run.
So my basset is huge. He's a big dog for a basset hound, right? So he's got these massive jaws. He's just like, hum,
it's kind of adorable because they know they're busted.
So I'm yelling at him, and I'm like, hey, stop it. So I get a hold of I don't want to hurt him, obviously, but I can't let him finish this pie. So I try to get him by the waist and lift him up. And he, I know it doesn't hurt him. It's almost like he wants the neighbors to look and see what's happening. Like,
Abuse.
He's hitting me. He's hitting me. All right.
Fat shaming going on over here.
All right. So that's not going to happen. Right. So he's got this big, thick-ass basset hound neck. So I go to grab him, like, around, like, just get my, like, arm gently under his neck so he can't put his head down. He sees what I'm trying to do. And I guess he is smarter than I gave him credit for because he takes his nose and he pins the tin of half the pie to the ground. He is now frozen himself.
Holding it down.
Yes, holding himself and the pie to my front step. And here's the thing, man. He's huge. He's got the density of a dying star. And I've got him by the neck and I can't lift him up by the neck, obviously.
Right.
I can't lift him up by the waist because he's... So now I can't... You know, there's a step, obviously, into my house. So I can't get the pie in that way. So I am dragging the pie with his nose pinning it to the ground, down two steps around near my garbage can, and I had to, like, yank it out from under his face to throw it in the garbage. And then when the pie goes in the garbage, he looks at me and then just goes back in the yard, like, being a dog. Like, oh, well, that was a thing.
Yeah.
So, like, first of all, damn it, you ate a whole – I'm terrified of what I'm going to find when I get home from work this morning in my living room.
Mess.
Oh, the pie squirts?
Pie dumps?
He didn't let it go yesterday?
No, it was late last night when it happened, so I didn't see anything in the house this morning.
Yeah, you might be in for a real treat.
I don't know how pies work in a dog. Like, I don't know, does it give them the trots?
Apples. I mean, I know what that does to humans, right?
Yeah, but they're like different, you know?
They're different, Kimmy. Mm. They're different. Basset hounds can eat a whole pie and be totally fine.
No, but I don't know. You may not be all right.
I don't think I'm going to be all right because he must have eaten some of the cellophane and the cardboard, too, to get to the pie.
That's good fiber. The cardboard.
The cardboard of the cellophane that is, like, inside his dog belly right
now. My father ate cardboard in late life. He lived to be 87. Just had to watch him at night when he scooched his butt.
But I think what bothers me more is, like, every year I look forward to this pie.
Yeah.
I was waiting for this pie, and because this person left the pie on the front step,
what a tease.
I don't know why she did that.
Thank you.
Because, I mean, any raccoon or anything would have grabbed
it. That's what I was thinking. Like, because you know how there are some people that just never use their front door unless somebody comes to the door to, like, ring the doorbell?
Yes.
Like, you could go weeks without anybody seeing that pie.
Our front door is just for deliveries. That's it. Yeah. Nobody walks in and out of it.
Yes. Okay. So, like, and not to mention, you guys know where I live. I live out in the middle
of
nowhere.
I'm going to complain to this woman.
Hey,
if you're going to give me a free pie, do it right, lady.
All right. Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Would it be inappropriate?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm going to say yes.
Ask for another pie.
But ask your question anyway.
I want my pie. Like, to be like, hey, not demand a pie, but just, like, reach out and be like,
I think somebody stole my pie.
Well, no, I'll say what happened.
You could pose it as a funny story saying, really appreciate the effort, but the dog got to the pie, but thank you anyway, man. But the dog really enjoyed it. And maybe she bring another pie. Maybe she goes, you know.
Oh, okay.
Because you know what she's doing.
What?
She's trying to get your house.
Well, she's not. A pie will not get my house.
No, but she's trying to...
Two pies, however.
Well, she's saying, keep me in mind.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
look,
if you're thinking about selling, because it's a hot market.
Sure, I'm not doing that, but I would like the pie. Okay, so if I were to do the funny story thing...
Do a pie tease.
Okay, so that wouldn't be inappropriate.
Well,
no, because you're just telling a funny story.
Yeah, you could tell a funny story, but there's no guarantee you're going to get another pie out of it.
True.
Like, she could just say, ha-ha, oh, that's so cute.
But you don't have to directly ask for a pie. That's a dick move.
No, but if I go out of my way and do the funny pie story...
Do what they call a sly pie.
Okay, but if I sly pie and I end up without a pie, I'm still going to be upset.
Yeah, I understand, but at least you took a shot. Because that's your only option.
Well,
sly pie.
Here's the other problem. If I do that and she comes back and puts a pie on the front step again, we could have the situation all over.
Yep. Well, obviously she'll have the common sense to know not to leave it on the porch because you got a dog.
Yeah, what am I going to do with the pie? It's not like I have a pie slot that you can, like, put the pie into.
Which the dog would also get into.
Yeah, because the dog would go right on the floor and then the dog would eat the pie.
Mm.
You want to say something?
No, it was no, no, no. I think a pie slot is a very good idea. I don't know where you are.
252 WCMF.
Pie slot.
A realtor that sold us our house like 12 years ago annually drops off a pie around the holidays. It's a Colby's pie, apple pie, delicious pie. And I look forward to this pie every year. And she must have done it last night while I was out of the house. And I get home and I let Biscuit, my basset hound, out. And I hear banging on the door. It's his shoulder as he's frantically trying to eat this entire pie on my front step. And I can't get the pie away from him. So I have to drag the tin while he's got his nose pinned into the tin trying to keep it where it is to get into the garbage can. And now I'm without a pie.
Yes.
Now I'm without a damn pie. I felt bad for Smurlis, my Chorky, because he could see, he was like watching out the window all of the chaos that was happening. He got no pie.
Of course. You know, the minorities always get screwed in those stories. In my country, I could have had all the pie I wanted, the tamale pie. But I move here with this family. I get nothing.
So I brought this up to my wife.
Look at the fat American eating his pie.
I bring this up to my wife.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be honest with you. From the moment we bought our house, I have not spoken or had any contact with the realtor because I kind of thought that's how life was.
Well, that's, yeah, you never do.
But I think my wife is still, like, in contact.
Oh,
you know,
like, they share, like, emails and texts?
Pizza, you know how it is. Yeah. Like, oh, how are you?
Yeah, social media.
Okay, so my wife is the gate to the realtor. And I brought up the idea, like, half joking, half, like, hoping she'd be, like, oh, like, hey, maybe we should reach out and, like, try and get another pie.
Yeah.
And my wife did not seem receptive to it.
No.
Because she was like, you can just go buy a pie.
Well, you could, but there's nothing like free pie.
And that's what I was trying to explain to her, and I'm serious. Right? You're right. I could go spend the, you know.
Pies ain't cheap.
Well, free, you ain't getting pie, no $8. And surprise pie.
Yeah.
Unexpected pie.
No, but unexpected pie is what caused the problem in the first place.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's what made that pie so much better.
Oh, yeah.
No, but, like, you know, I don't think my wife grasps the idea that surprise pie is legitimately 10 – surprise free pie is 10 times better than pie.
Sure it is.
Because I'm also going to get to Colby's. I know this. And you've never heard of this place before?
No.
So it's like a bakery kind of restaurant. They're known for their pulled pork, too.
Oh.
Where's this joint at?
It's out in the middle of nowhere. It's right off of 390.
Quite the combo.
It's the exit –
pies and pork.
It's the exit past Lehigh Station on 390.
You said they're pork pie.
Pork pie?
Oh, it's delicious. You can wear it as a hat.
Don't laugh at that.
I'll give it to him.
It's like analysis paralysis when you walk in because they got so many good baked goods that I will literally stand there for 15 minutes and just look at things.
This is like a country joint.
Big old country joint. Like, it's really literally in the middle of nowhere. But, like, now, like, the apple pie decision was made for me. If I go in there, it's going to be a fifth, and I'm going to be disappointed with my choice because I had so many options. When the pie is given to me, I had no choice. I just get to enjoy the pie.
Yeah, you're locked in. You have to think about it. Yeah.
I got the same problem when I go to Leo's out in East
Rochester. Yeah, that place is insane.
Like, I will be.
It's endless.
I will go to Leo's for 45. I will walk around 45 minutes, not meaning to, and end up buying like five things. And then the sixth thing that I didn't get will be the one that I'm like, damn it, why didn't I get that?
Even if Biscuit didn't get to the pie, and let's say you found this pie on your porch, not knowing how long it had been there, would you eat it?
Yeah, I'm eating that pie.
But what if it had been there for like a couple days and you didn't know?
Well, I think pie will hold up, though. It's
does
a big
it?
Good. Yeah, because usually... It
doesn't go bad if you like leave it outside.
Well, it's been cool out, so it's not like
true,
it's sitting.
That's true.
I mean, a lot of bugs didn't get into it.
It was sunny yesterday, though. Doesn't.
But it's cool.
Well, yeah. So this it was dark when I got home last night and let the dog out. But like, look,
no,
I
mean, but I'm saying Wegmans, like, in terms of keeping the pie preserved. Mm.
But when you go to Wegmans, those pies are just out on a table. They're not refrigerated.
The apple pies? I'm trying to think.
I think they all are. They have like boxes of pies. They're just sitting there.
Pie box.
I don't know. Yeah. I'd be a little hesitant just not knowing how long it had been out there.
I would snap off some crust. If that thing is moist, I'm eating.
And even without the moist crust, like if it's in a cardboard box with a cellophane cover so I can see the pie, to me, that's like Fort Knox. Okay. Like, the pie's fine.
Yeah. Enjoy.
I've got low pie safety standards.
Low pie expectations.
Well, no. High
pie is weird because you would think it has to be refrigerated, but to your point, they're always just sitting out.
Yeah.
Well, no, some pies have to be refrigerated. Like, you go to Leo's or you go to Wegmans, they have like the cream pies.
Well,
pies. But I'm saying all
a
the
creamy
pies.
Pie needs to be watched. It needs to be prepped. It needs to be washed.
You were saying, Kimmy?
I was going to say all the fruit pies. Those are all out in the open.
No, because my wife likes those tarts that are kind of like tarts pies.
No, it's a tart.
It's a tart.
Okay. Tarts are different than a pie.
Different category.
A tart is a smaller version of a pie.
But there are some of those.
And then there's the tartlets. No,
there are some of those tarts that they are pies, but with fruit on top of them, and those are the refrigerator.
Yeah, those ones they sell at Wegmans.
Yeah,
right?
But why do you have to refrigerate that and not like the cherry pie?
Yeah. Are the cherry pies not refrigerated?
Not in the song.
All the pies I see are sitting out.
My room temperature pie. your bar. No.
See, you laugh at one crappy joke. This is what we get for the rest of the show. The bar is lowered, and he just keeps going. He doesn't even know how to do the song on the classic rock station he's worked on for 30 years.
Well, I'm trying to think about that.
She's my room temperature pie.
But she's standing on the porch, and your dog's eating it. The pie.
Yeah, no.
That the sexy girl's holding.
Okay. If my realtor can hear me from 12 years ago that I've done nothing for.
I'm amazed, like, you're still in contact.
I'm not.
Like, the dudes that sold my house, like, I hang out with them afterwards.
Well, I've never hung out with – I haven't seen this woman. I have not talked to this woman since the house, but we keep getting pies, and I would like my pie. So if I could get another pie, that'd be
I guess
fantastic.
That's a realtor move. Like, they send out newsletters and stuff.
I do get an email. I do get an email from my realtor on the regular basis.
So I did – I got they used to do this end-of-the-year update about their lives that I didn't care about. So I never responded, so I finally got off his, like, chain, hey, this is what we're doing this year.
Well, maybe that's why you're not getting pies. You weren't responding to the email.
I don't think I want this dude's pie. I don't want some dude pie.
Why not?
Like, a lady delivering a pie is funny. I don't want some man pie.
Well, I don't care who brings the pie, man, woman, anything in between. I'll eat your pie.
I'm a pieist.
Even if he didn't make the pie, you're skeptical of him bringing you pie.
It's weird, man. A man bringing another man baked goods.
No.
I don't think that's weird.
Don't think that's weird?
There are plenty of, most.
Who doesn't like baked goods?
Okay, so if we're sitting here right now. Right?
Yeah.
Spizzano comes down.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Hold on. He brings me a pie.
Yeah.
Because we're paisans, right? You know, both Italian boys doing radio.
Sure.
You know, a couple old war horses.
Uh-huh.
And he brings me a pie.
Yeah.
Okay. And I set that pie over here.
Uh-huh.
You two would bust my ass.
No,
only because we don't understand why anybody would bring you a pie. Yeah. But
that's not very nice.
But I would want some of that pie.
Oh, no, you don't get the pie. You're not a paisan.
You being Italian, I would think would. I don't know why you're confused by this.
Yeah.
I think you two would make fun of me and Scott for the pie exchange.
No, not in a pie. Not with
a
pie.
You're so full of
No, there's
crap.
Other
That's
food.
Where you draw the line with you two.
It's one thing, I guess, if he baked it himself.
Yes.
No, even with that, I'm
but
fine
we're
with
talking
did
about,
it in his
like,
kitchen.
Yeah, okay, I mean, I guess
posted it on social.
Well, that, again,
which, again, this is all you're describing.
Yeah, it all makes sense.
Thomas Pie.
That's not how the song goes. You're on CMF, for God's sakes. No, like, if he made you Christmas cookies, I agree. I would kill you for
Tom
that.
Tom is a wise guy. Here's your cherry pie.
And none of this is what it sounds like. There's something about a pie where the pie doesn't do
I get
nothing.
Weird when men have baked goods.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's a lady thing.
No, it's not. Some of the best pastry chefs in the world are men.
Oh, every guy. Yeah, in France.
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
How do they not see where this was going to go?
What are you talking about?
Well, look, I mean, this company doesn't have the best reputation when it comes to treating customers and employees right.
Mm.
But it doesn't take a genius to understand that if you give anyone a little bit of a window to be a dick, they're going to kick that window in, and here come all the dicks a-flooding.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the breaker. Brought to you just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. GameStop, if you are not familiar, is a video game and hardware sales place.
Nah. Well, it kind of says it in the name.
Have you ever
GameStop? No.
I've
seen this store, but.
I've seen the store from the outside.
What the hell am I doing in there?
I don't know. Christmas presents, something. Who the hell knows? So, GameStop is offering what they are calling their new Trade Anything promotion.
Oh.
So here's how this normally works. GameStop, when you are done with a game or hardware, like a system, whatever, you can trade it in towards a purchase of a new game or whatever.
So they give you some cash for it.
You got
credit.
So GameStop has been struggling to sell things to people, you know, on account of the whole, like, video games are downloadable now.
Right.
And even if you want to buy video games,
anything physical. Yeah.
Exactly. So in an effort to get customers back through the door, the company announced what they're calling Trade Anything Day, which is coming up on December 6th. And it's exactly what it sounds like.
Anything.
You can bring anything you have, whatever it is, to trade and get a gift card to GameStop to be used at a later date.
But that sounds like it's a bad idea because, like, when you say anything.
Yep.
People are going to show up with anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're an idiot, and you figured that out immediately.
Mm. Yeah.
And what makes this worse is...
Here's my stepchild.
If this was a beloved company whose customers cherish them, maybe this would work. Unfortunately, GameStop is currently not that. The company is despised by customers because they rip off kids, giving them almost nothing for games they traded in that they charged a fortune for a few weeks before.
Right.
They're hated by their employees who over the years have posted horror stories all over the internet about what allegedly happened to them while they worked there and how they were treated.
Really? Wow.
And because of that, this promotion has become a complete shiznit show.
What happened?
Employees across America have reported they've been getting inundated by people calling about or actually bringing things in to see if they can trade them before the actual trade-in date. Some of those things include hazardous waste, weapons, ammunition, animals, both dead or alive.
Oh,
by the way,
God.
Taxidermy is allowed to be traded in this promotion, but not a dead or an alive animal. Sexually explicit items, actual body parts, apparently.
Damn.
One guy who filmed a video that went viral says he quit working at GameStop because the whole situation was so bad and poorly executed by the company. He quit. He stopped working there. Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
The phone number is 252-WCMF. Who's the bigger dick? The folks effing with GameStop right now or GameStop themselves for putting themselves in
the GameStop situation? Did it to themselves, but I would be so interested because to me it's like a social experiment.
Yeah.
I'd love to see what people would bring in. Like legitimately thinking like this is a good idea. Like
I don't
you said,
know if they
like
think it's a good idea or if they just want to see what they can get.
I just want to see what comes through the door, man.
Okay, but this promotion is not working on you because I'm assuming GameStop is going to post all the craziest things they got online.
How can you not look when you just ran down that list?
Uh-huh.
And that's the stuff that they're letting you know about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know there was some illegal stuff that showed up.
Uh huh. Yeah, absolutely.
Body parts, probably one of them.
But here's the thing. You just go, this is a dumb idea. And then you're like, oh, I can't wait to see what they're doing. So it's working on you.
I think so.
How does
think
this
so.
Benefit them?
GameStop?
Yeah.
Well,
exactly
we're talking
what's
about
happening,
them.
Yes.
All
I
right.
mean, one, you get people back through the doors with crazy stuff they want to trade in. Two, we're talking about it.
What
Three,
do they do with this stuff?
So there's a theory that all of the usable stuff will be donated to charity, which will give GameStop a massive tax write-off.
Okay.
But there no one knows that for sure.
Right. Okay.
But again, it's threefold. It works for a couple of different reasons.
Right.
Like, you're so dumb. This is stupid. Oh, wait a minute.
I got to see though.
Yeah. I feel bad for the employees because those are the people suffering the most.
You're 100% right.
They're the ones that have to deal. They're the face of everything.
Yeah.
So, like, they are the ones, like, you know, that have to tell people no or why are you doing this to me? Like, they're the ones that are going to be hurting.
Well, I'm glad you brought this up because according to the guy that quit his job in this viral
video,
there was a call that all company managers were on when they were unveiling and explaining this promotion.
Yeah.
All right. So the guys who run GameStop, you know, we're going to have Trade In Anything Day, December 6th, anything can come in, blah, 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 blah. Multiple managers of stores on this call voiced concerns about how this was going to go and the negative effect, potentially dangerous effect it could have on employees.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what am I responsible for?
Apparently on this call,
yeah,
the people at the top of the company dismissed their concerns and told them to call 911 if it got bad and encourage them to wear gloves and masks when people bring stuff in.
Lucky you.
Enjoy your day.
Yeah.
Gloves, masks, and call the cops.
And but also
calling the cops is up to you, like whether you feel like it's appropriate or not, you're going to get in trouble.
So they already know this is a bad idea, and they're going to use the police department to fix it.
Well, and they're going to put their employees potentially in danger.
Oh, yeah, you said hazardous waste?
Yeah. Enjoy your $15 an hour job at the GameStop.
Anytime you leave it wide open, you're going to have problems.
Thank you.
We've done it in radio where it has gone horribly wrong. We did a show one time called Extreme Axe. So we were out live, and you could come in and do whatever you want in front of us. And we were going to judge it at the end. Somebody was going to get a complete trip to the Bahamas.
To the Bahamas, Kimmy.
The Bahamas.
It's like the Bahamas.
Well, we couldn't afford the Bahamas.
This is the most busted America's Got Talent ever.
Yes, exactly what it is.
And here comes people with their stuff, man, and it got gross fast.
I'm sure.
And didn't you do this at a business that paid for you to be there?
Oh, yeah. We were doing a live remote, and they signed off on it because they wanted people to come. It was like one of those putt-putt golf, you know, go-kart joints.
Okay.
It was on a ridge.
All right.
And we had one fat guy in a suit. And he goes, I'm going to go to the top of that berm up here, and I'm going to eat a jelly donut while I roll all the way down this hill in his suit. And he did it. And by the time he got down to the bottom, he was hauling ass, man. He was a human barrel, and he was completely covered in donut. And then he spilled onto the goddamn blacktop and hurt himself. And we're just standing there watching this. One guy had a tarantula in his mouth. He came up, started juggling in front of us. We're like, bro, this isn't that great. And all of a sudden, he's like, makes a move. And he pulls a live spider, huge, the size of like a salad plate, out of his mouth.
That's when radio was radio, Kimmy. The golden days of radio.
But there's one guy, and he doesn't call in anymore. Forrest Dump showed up. And he reenacted a scene from Forrest Gump.
Ah, the good old days.
And he made little figurines.
Oh, no!
And then did hand puppets with them, and it was his own stuff.
Ew.
Yes.
252 WCMF. GameStop, the video game store, has announced Trade In Anything Day on December 6th, and it's exactly what it sounds like. You know, it's not just video games or systems. Whatever you have, they will take it to trade in, and it's created a massive problem for all the employees at GameStop. Again, they've been getting phone calls and people walking in before the event to see if they could trade these specific stuff in, things in, hazardous waste, weapons, ammunition, animals, both dead or alive, sexually explicit
dead
items,
or alive,
and body parts. At least one employee has quit over the headache that it's been on, and when managers were expressing concerns about this promotion, the folks at the top told them, well, call 911 if it gets bad, and we encourage you to wear gloves and masks when people bring stuff.
I like when they go, if it's going to get bad.
It's going to get
bad. Of course it's going to get bad.
Like, here's the thing, man. If I'm a gamer, too, I don't want to be down there, like, trading something in because I'm afraid what people are going to bring in while I'm in the store. Yeah,
guy's got a dead raccoon in front of you.
Seriously. Oh, God. It sucks so hard to have these. Because here's the thing. Like, this guy who quit his job was able to quit his job. There are people that can't afford to quit their job, right? You got to just go
through this. Especially this time of year.
Hope for the best.
Yeah.
All right. So if you're interested and you have something that isn't going to get you arrested, head on down to GameStop December 6th. Trade it in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You think you've had bad days?
I think we all have.
This is one of those stories where it could not have gone worse for literally everyone involved.
Oh.
And there is no way either of these men could have believed when this started it would get this bad.
Mm.
Because as disturbing as the crime that starts this story is, it's not a physical crime. But it's going to end with someone spending years...
Ooh.
Behind bars.
Bam.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. This story went down just east of us, and we have to go all the way back to 2024 to start it.
Mm.
Back last February, a 31-year-old man had the cops called on him after he was taking pictures up multiple women's skirts.
Up skirts or up skirts?
Upskirt photos.
Okay.
Okay.
Upskirt
photos. Up the skirts.
So he must have been still hanging around doing it for a while.
Yeah.
Because according to the story, when police arrived, he was still at the scene.
Oh, all right.
They told him to stop.
Okay.
And stay put so they could arrest him. But he took off running and ran towards his Jeep. A police officer eventually caught up to the Jeep.
Okay.
And reached inside the driver's side door to stop him. But the 31-year-old suspect took off. He tried to drive with the cop hanging off of the car.
Oh, so like the cop is still hanging.
He's hanging on to
so
the
he's
car.
He's dragging the cop?
So he tried to drive and drag the cop.
Yeah.
But in doing so, immediately crashed into a car in front of him. The police officer up to this point had been dragged by the car for just a little while.
Mm.
Was part of this crash that had just happened. And just when you think it can't get any worse for the cop, a dog in the back seat of the suspect's car started biting him on the head.
Oh, is that a cop?
Yep. Oh, this can't get any worse.
Oh, Jesus.
According to the story.
It's like something in a movie.
Thank you, right? The officer needed medical treatment for the dog bite, and to this day, he still has a scar from it.
I'm sure.
So he must be a bald guy.
Yeah.
Last week, the suspect, who was charged with unlawful surveillance and assaulting a police officer, was sentenced to 11 to 15 years in prison.
Oh, my God.
He got 7 years for the assault on the cop and 2 to 4 for each count of the unlawful surveillance he was facing. No word on what the dog got for biting the cop in the head.
Yeah.
And, Tommy, this is one of those very unique stories where no one, when this incident started, could have believed how bad it was going to go.
He was going to end in prison.
From bad to worse.
Right?
Yeah.
Like the cop, obviously. It's hard to believe when a police officer is responding to a perv call that they think things are going to get dangerous.
Right.
Because, first of all, we all have an idea of what guys arrested for like pervy calls look like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not like the strongest,
kinda
scary.
Like weak.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there's no knife. There's no gun. Suspect didn't even confront the police officers.
No.
He took off running. But in the end, this cop gets dragged by a car, gets in an accident, and his head turns into lunch for that dog that day. And even the suspect here, and don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to downplay what this guy initially set out to do.
Yeah, I got it.
Like, I mean, it's not the 1950s. You're taking pictures of women's skirts.
Yeah.
A weirdo. But He didn't set out that morning to physically hurt anybody.
No.
And in his head, he's just trying to get out of there without getting in trouble.
Getting his perv on and split.
And now for the next decade and a half, potentially,
yes,
he's living in a jail cell.
Because he took up-the-skirt photos, basically.
Yes. It is a masterclass, this story, in how the tiny decisions we make every day have massive consequences that can last the rest of our lives. From the cop having a scar on his head forever to this guy losing potentially a decade and a half of his life trying to see a pair of panties.
Yeah.
Because that's what this is.
Mm-hmm.
The dude's just trying to look at panties.
Up the skirt.
And he's going to go to jail for 11 to 15
And he's in his 30s, right?
31 years old.
That's a little long in the panty tooth.
If anything, too, I mean, it ended better than it could have. Because,
right.
I mean, like, by him crashing into the car, it prevented a much worse situation.
That's a valid point, Kimmy.
That could have gone, we could be talking about some serious injuries.
That is a very valid point. You're right. I mean, this guy, somebody could have died.
Yeah.
This guy could be doing 20 to life.
Mm-hmm.
252 WCMF again. We're talking about the story happened just east of us last. The story actually happened back last February. 31-year-old man allegedly, well, he was, taking up-the-skirt photos. We don't know where he was, and we'll talk about that in a sec.
Man, what girls are wearing skirts in February?
Thank you. Isn't
that
the weirdest
that's
part
a great,
of the
reason
great
ass, man.
Point.
Here, we'll get back to that in a sec. If you're just joining us again, he's taking
a summer pervy activity, I would think, right?
He's taking these up-the-skirt photos.
Yeah.
Cops get called. When the cops get there, dude is still there. He takes off running when the cops tell him to freeze, jumps in his Jeep. Cop tries to get in the driver's side door to stop him. Dude takes off, immediately crashes into a car. And if that's not bad enough, dog in the back seat starts biting the head of the police officer trying to arrest him. There must have been an event.
Yeah, it had to be indoors, right?
Well, no, it says he jumped in a Jeep. It sounds like it was outside.
No, I mean, like the upskirt photos, maybe? I would think, like, February, you have so many layers on if you're even
that's
wearing
what I'm saying,
a skirt.
Yeah.
But let's talk about just the skirt with no layers, period.
Right.
I know that sounded creepy, but I'm
not. No, it's you want to see a panty
the
shot.
The optics of it all don't line up.
You're looking for a crotch shot.
Okay, but like, you're not even getting the crotch. You're just getting a woman's panties.
Well,
and
you're also hoping somebody ain't wearing no
pants. I guess
panty.
It would just be the thrill of it.
Yeah.
Because, again, you're not seeing anything.
All right. Can I say something maybe inappropriate?
Ask away.
All right. Like, I don't get the idea of just looking at panties, right? Because you can just get the Sears catalog.
Yeah.
And you get that.
Yep.
But you brought up the whole, like, maybe you get the excitement of seeing someone without panties on under a skirt.
Right.
The angle at which you would be taking that.
Mm-hmm.
Photos are going to be blurry.
Hey, forget the blurry, Kimmy. Let's say you get 1080p, greatest shot you've ever seen, whatever.
Yeah.
It's going to look like a monster movie. That is not the most attractive angle for a woman's genitalia. It's not the most attractive angle for a male genitalia.
No, but I think like some guys, you know, everybody's got their thing. You know what I mean?
No, but like, I wonder, does he know if this is his thing? Because there's a difference between...
How do you know it's your thing?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Like, how do you one day realize, you know what? I think that's what I'm into.
Well, I mean, you could have seen a lady, you caught a glimpse of some chick's panties by accident, and then you realize, man, that really turned me on.
Okay.
Right?
How would you go about it where nobody's going to notice?
Now, I mean, doing what he did?
Yeah.
Well, you're not, obviously.
Yeah,
because, I mean, he got caught.
Eventually, you're going to get caught.
But, like, when it comes to, like, seeing this stuff in real life, and I guess this is a message for all the potential pervs out there.
Yeah.
There is a massive difference between the staged videos and photos that you were seeing. And even when it says it's amateur, it's not.
Right. You're talking about porn that you could download.
Yes, exactly, right? Like, that is that. There is a reason why, like, to you, that looks good.
Yeah.
It's all by design.
Things people get paid to do.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. Like, there could be things that you're seeing underneath a regular woman's skirt that you don't want to see.
Okay, that's true.
There'd be a string hanging out of there. That's a thing that happens on a regular basis once a month.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Looks like a damn grenade. You weren't ready for that. You don't want that.
No, but maybe they do. I don't know. I mean, guys are weird, and there's something for every guy out there that turns them on.
But that's the other thing.
You know, that's fetish.
There is something for everyone out there. Like, you could go find these photos.
Yes, you can.
For free.
But there's got to be also the thrill of doing it yourself.
Okay.
The thrill of the hunt, right?
I don't know.
Panty hunt.
I don't.
But that's what he's doing.
I know, but the way you said it made me uncomfortable. Panty hunt.
But panty again, hunt. I think like what doesn't make sense to me is the amount of opportunities you'd even have to do that. Like, the percentage of women wearing a skirt and time and place where you could even get away with it has to be pretty low.
So I did mention something to you yesterday I went to the Lucky Flea on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and I did not know this, but apparently the new hipster outfit for women is like skirts and stockings again. Because
okay.
it was, I was telling Kimmy, it was like being back in like 2004 yeah. when all the girls were like, they would go to the bar and not bring any jackets. They would just bring like, wear like a
yeah.
dress.
Mm-hmm.
They were all like standing outside to get in, like shivering. So maybe skirts are back, Kimmy. Like these girls were not dressed for the weather, but they wanted to show
off
their
outfits.
I mean,
when you go out just to any place, how what percentage of women do you see in skirts?
I don't hang
you
out
don't.
With, I don't hang out with 20 something.
I don't see it very often.
Right.
Are skirts back? 252-WCMF.
They're back, baby.
I don't know.
Again, February, there's probably snow on the ground.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But you did this. You were one of these women in Morgantown that was standing outside bars.
Yeah, but I guess like if you're on a college.
With bare shoulders, unchristian bare shoulders.
On a college campus, maybe.
But you're
where,
a kid.
Where is I thought he was at like some event.
We don't know where he was,
oh.
to be fair. I theorized event because there were
oh.
people wearing a bunch of skirts.
Okay.
I don't know.
But if you went to like back in the day, before online pervin,
mm-hmm.
when you got dirty magazines.
Sure, sure.
The ads in the back were hysterical because what they would sell guys, and they must have sold this stuff to guys, like soiled panties.
Ugh.
You could get panties from Ugh. Your favorite porn star. Like they just had a box of dirty panties that they were just stuffing in boxes and sending these guys. And like pantyhose, stockings, shoes, bras, all that stuff, they would just sell to perverts. God knows what they did with them. Usually they probably turned it into a catch rag.
You know, that's the thing still. I'm sorry, Kimmy.
I mean, they used to sell inflatable sex dolls.
No, they will sell you now a silicone sex doll.
Yeah.
No.
So, I mean, there's something for everybody out there, but my point.
No, that panties thing, that's become a big business again. Panties, socks,
yeah.
the OnlyFans used. Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's back.
I just thought of one thing maybe where there could be a bunch of people dressed up in a wedding.
Oh.
Coming out of like a All wedding right. reception, going to a wedding reception,
okay.
right. something like that.
I hope he wasn't a part of this wedding.
I don't know.
Cousin Phil? Uh-oh.
Usually is.
Because maybe I could see the boldness of thinking you're going to get away with something. Sitting at a table
yeah.
with a bunch of people.
Yeah, that's a good call. Because like I'm glad you brought that up.
Mm.
Because I was trying to figure out if he was just out and about in public,
yeah.
how he would have even gotten the up-the-skirt photos.
Right.
Like, is he sneaking up behind them and,
That's
like, sliding his
get,
phone?
Where he wouldn't notice somebody on the ground?
Does he have that selfie stick and just going
that
way out?
That would be obvious.
Yeah,
you know, like when they're checking for bombs underneath cars? But just...
Nobody uses a selfie stick anywhere.
Well, that would work because you get
it. It would work if it wasn't 3 feet long.
No, because if you have your phone, you got to bend all the way down and get up underneath the skirt.
Tommy, nobody.
I would go selfie stick.
I haven't seen a selfie stick in 10 years.
Really?
I don't even know where to get a selfie stick.
Probably order one.
Yeah.
I'm guessing he was under a table.
Okay. Like on his hands and knees?
No, you just underneath. Like,
well, how would you know that what you're getting?
Well, you know, you got to take
a
few.
It's a toss-up, I guess.
They make those shoe cameras. Have you seen these?
No. On like
Wait, a shoe camera? You, so the camera's in
the
toe
camera,
of the shoe?
Yeah, you're like, it's like the one I've seen is like a sticker.
All right, because the old joke was, you put a mirror on
your
shoe.
Yeah.
So same concept.
It's that with technology. You can Google these things, Kimmy. They attach. It's like
yeah, maybe we shouldn't tell people that exists.
Well, no, I mean, you could.
What's it for?
I don't know. I don't know. But like, I guess it connects to your phone some way,
oh.
like a Bluetooth way.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Well, I guess you got to feel bad for like old perverts back in the day, right?
Well, I mean, look.
Yeah, it's pretty tiny.
Imagine how hard it was for George Eastman.
It was the horse for George Eastman.
Trying to get his foot camera.
Trying to get that brownie on the tip of his shoe. Hey, baby, what are you doing? Hey, slow down there, baby. Hey, give me a day. I want to take it out. Oh, that's a nice boomer you got there, baby.
Again, we're talking about this guy who started his day. Oh, in a sec. Started his day trying to take up-the-skirt photos of women, according to police. Ended his day after running from cops. Had a cop attached to his car trying to stop him. Drove away, crashed into another car, dragged the cop for a little while, and his dog bit the cop on the head after it all ended. He's now going to jail for 11 to 15 years.
All right, so the worst thing about this crime to me, and it's all terrible.
Yes.
It's happening right before the holidays.
Mm.
And that's somebody's kid.
Yeah.
That's somebody's brother or cousin. And that's going to be the topic of that dinner. How could it not?
Oh, yeah. No, you're 100% right.
Hey, so Phil, huh? I knew it all the time. I told you that kid was weird.
I always
fiddling with his shoes.
Is there any family member that would try to explain the situation?
Oh, yeah.
Mom and grandma are going to
go. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're gonna go with the story he gave. And here's the thing. I think that this might be one of those stories that is so uncomfortable.
Yes.
It just doesn't
People
come
ignore
up.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not talking about this.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess the moral of the story is, one, don't go up people's skirts with a camera.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But two, don't go up people's skirts, period.
Yeah, there you go.
Three, if a cop's hanging onto your car, don't drive away.
Mm.
And if you have a cousin that was arrested and sentenced for taking up the skirt photos, just leave it alone at things.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.